St. John's tech firm Verafin has been bought out by global giant NASDAQ for almost $3 billion US, and a deal that instantly thrust the local company onto the world stage as a leader in preventing financial crimes that dupe and rob people around the world every single day. Aside from this stunning windfall for Verafin, the deal includes investments in the province by NASDAQ, including for Memorial's Genesis Center, where Verafin co-founders Jamie King, Ray Pretty, and Brendan Brothers cut their tech teeth. Brothers speaks to VOCM's Brian Callahan about the monumental deal that makes Verafin one of the most successful companies in the province's history.
The ability for us to partner with NASDAQ and for them to be able to accelerate our growth, I think that's what opened our eyes here. I mean, they can bring forward growth that we were planning years out and really try to accelerate that with us. So we have a technology platform which does a really great job of identifying money laundering, you know, fraud, things like that. And they have a global brand and a global presence. I mean, they're operating all over the world. And that network is now there for us to leverage as we continue to grow the business.
It's a great success story, but an interesting one to say the least, going from, you know, the robotics side of things for the mining industry to financial crimes. If you can just kind of put it into perspective as to how you went from there to here.
Yeah, three people kind of starting out of the Genesis Center at the university and growing into this business. We've been really focused on the single problem of trying to fight crime. And with that focus, I think, has served us really well as we've grown the business over the past 18 years, right? Every decision we make goes back to that idea of how we're fighting crime. And, you know, by focusing on that and keeping our eyes on that ball, I think we've grown something that's certainly really special and certainly, you know, being recognized by this transaction today.
What was the common denominator that brought your minds to change direction to this type of software as opposed to what you had originally formed Verafin to do?
Well, when we were approached by an alumnus, Dave Kelly, with this idea of money laundering and fraud detection, I think what resonated for us right off the bat was this idea of helping software make decisions like a person would. And a robot has to do that, right? A robot has to try and make decisions, you know, whether we were looking at the mining industry. So, you know, going down a stope and picking up ore and things like that, there's a number of different inputs. There's a number of decisions that are made. It's very analogous to money laundering and fraud. You get a whole bunch of transactions, interactions, things like that. You need to make a decision in terms of whether or not something is unusual or looks like money laundering or looks like fraud. So the underlying problem is actually really quite similar. It's just that the data is different at the end of the day.
As you said, you're trying to get it to operate as someone might think or that kind of action. So AI obviously is, I mean, we all know where that kind of technology is going these days.
You know, for Jamie, Ray, and myself, that was our research that we were doing, you know, back in 2002, 2003 at the university in our master's program. So it's been a core component of everything that we've done. I think the difference between where we were 18 years ago and where we are now is just that computing power is just caught up. So the kinds of things that you can do with technology now just weren't available to us when we started the business. So the problem of money laundering fraud is not an easy one. You're constantly trying to refine the ways you're, you know, looking to catch this stuff because the bad guys are constantly changing.
The amount of people that this affects every day, whether it's seniors, whether it's people who are not as savvy with identifying spam or phishing and all of that sort of thing, there must be a personal gratification behind this too, because you're really, no offense to the robotics industry, but this is so much more hands-on for people who just every day are dealing with this sort of thing, especially in the age of, you know, the financial difficulties. People are so anxious to jump on any kind of opportunity.
Well, you're 100% right. I mean, you think about the where the world is right today, you know, in this pandemic. One of the things that we've been keeping track on is, you know, increased opportunity for fraudsters to take advantage of people, right? People are at home. People are on Facebook more. People are more likely to fall victim to some of these kinds of scams. And the elder financial abuse is a perfect example of that. I mean, we hear from our customers all the time about the kinds of things that our software detects, the kind of money that we're identifying, you know, preventing an elderly customer from falling victim to these scams and making sure that they're not losing their life savings and things like that. When those stories come back from our customers, that's just fuel for the fire, right? It excites our developers. It excites our customer-focused people. I mean, it's really, really motivating when you think about the kinds of problems we can solve.
So maybe you could speak just briefly to local charities and MUN, your home, Genesis Center, how they will benefit.
Well, the investment that NASDAQ is going to make here in St. John's, in Newfoundland and Labrador, I think is a big part of why we were excited about this opportunity. You know, we want to create an ecosystem here, certainly from a technology perspective, right? To see other companies start to grow, to thrive here. You know, that investment at the Genesis Center is going to be really critical in firing up the local environment. This is a great example and inspiration to other entrepreneurs. But you're right, from a charitable perspective, that's been a strong portion of our giving back to the community. The idea that something like this can start here, can grow here, can reach this global market is really inspiring to all the other businesses that are out here. But even further beyond that, think about, you know, the people that are in high school or the people that are in university and they're thinking about entering the technology industry, thinking about starting businesses and so on. I mean, that's the legacy of Verafin, I think, and this particular deal here today, is this idea that not only is it going to create jobs and create momentum within our own business, but the spin-off effect, this idea of the ecosystem here, you know, we're really excited about, and I think NASDAQ is as well. So the pipeline coming out of the university, out of the colleges, you know, the ability to bring people into the province is really exciting for us.
And for the three of you guys, Jamie, Ray, and yourself, when does the money go into the bank account? And can we get a screen grab of that?
So with any deal like this, obviously there's approvals that need to be met and things like that. So, you know, we're working with the governments right now to kind of educate them on the deal and support them through this evaluation process. But we expect this is going to close in the first quarter next year.